Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Reagan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Schultz reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 1 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarrett hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. McFadden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Hal Rein. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler now playing shortstop. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Heving and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Heving. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-2 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Connolly now catching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wurstler. Mannion moves to second. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-3 in the game. Scarrett hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Webb reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Rourke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler throws the ball into O'Rourke, who tags Connolly trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0 for 3 in the game. McFadden hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 4 in the game. Scarrett bunts towards first. Blue picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Blue. Oliver goes all the way around to score. Scarrett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Miller bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goslin is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.